Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, our God, our everything, our way maker, our provider, our all in all, God, we bow this Sunday morning to say thank you, Lord, just for one more day, God. Thank you, God, for your grace, and God, thank you for your mercy. God, thank you for Jesus, and thank you, God, that you thought we were worth saving, Lord God. God, thank you for forgiving us, Lord God, and despite us, you loved us still, Lord God. So we come this morning with a spirit of celebration, just thanking you, Lord God, for being God of our lives, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. God, we've gathered one more time as family and friends, Lord God, to celebrate your goodness and your mercy towards us. So, Holy Spirit, move through us and through this place and have your way this day and meet the needs of your people, Lord God. God, if there be anything in me that's not pleasing to thee, God, rip it out right now in the name of Jesus the Christ, who we all love. Holy Spirit, you preach, use me, God, to your glory. I've said yes, completely yes to you. So have your way this morning in me, Lord God. And let your spirit and your anointing, your glory be felt throughout this building. It is in the name of Jesus the Christ that we do pray. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Usually on Family and Friends Day, our message is about love because we want family to love each other and love each other and love each other and forgive each other. But God is taking us back to a familiar passage this morning. And I would ask that you stand and turn to the gospel according to John. The gospel according to John. When you have found the Gospel of St. John, would you go to the 10th chapter? We're going back to the familiar to see what God is going to do in the church this morning. Amen. And it is afternoon. You all have been praising God in this place. But if you be patient with me, some preachers say, I won't keep you long. Amen. But we will feed you after this, some physical food after the message this morning. But let's get our spiritual food and eat that first. And then we'll move on to fellowship and enjoy each other in the Lord. Chapter 10 of St. John, starting with verse 1. Amen. And I'll be reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. And it reads this way as you follow along with me. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens. And the sheep hears his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they follow and know his voice. Yet they will not by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. The word says Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pastures. Hallelujah. See, the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I've come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. Amen. You may be seated. I am the good shepherd, he said. If you don't understand it, he said, I am the good shepherd. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way. We end the majority of our services each Sunday singing about we have the victory. So this morning, God wants us to reflect on what we're singing about. We sing, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, all everybody's just clapping and jumping, and we're just smiling. The service is over. We're going to get out and eat soon. But this morning, God is saying to our church to take some time and just look at what that really means. So our message this morning is this simple title that I pray that you would hold on all week long. It is, We Have the Victory. We really do have the victory. Our title is, if you don't remember anything else, as you walk through this week and people asked you, what did the preacher talk about? The preacher told the church on Sunday morning, we have the victory. Amen. Amen. And on this Family and Friends Day, yes, we are going back to this familiar passage of Scripture. Truly, this is the cornerstone of our church, verse 10. When the church was founded, we went to verse 10 of John, and God reminded us of this because we had a mighty work to do, church, that the thief does not come except to kill, to steal, to kill, and destroy. He wanted us to know that there would be some trying times ahead of us, but he wanted us to be assured that I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. God wants his people to be so mindful that the thief and the enemy has a plan and has an assignment here on earth. We can just briefly go back and flip back to Job when the angels presented themselves to the Lord. Satan showed up at the same time. They came to talk to God, and who showed up? Satan showed up, and God asked him, where have you been? Satan said, I've been roaming back and forth through the earth, and he's still roaming back and forth through the earth. So we have to be so mindful of that. He's still roaming today, you all. And then in the epistle of Peter, Peter wrote this because Peter knew Jesus. He said, I want my people to be alert and sober. Basically, he's saying, stay woke because the enemy, the devil, prowls around looking to whom he can devour. For God wants us to be so mindful. Yeah, you have some work to do, but the enemy is also doing his thing. So if we could just flip back last week and even the month of February, just think about the enemy. The enemy has been busy, you all. Mass shootings in our schools, the enemy. Mass shooting of a police officer, the enemy. I read a rape of a 16-year-old girl in Montgomery County. The enemy is doing his thing, you all. But be mindful. The thief works through people to carry out his assignment. But God is saying to the church this morning, no matter what the enemy is doing, we have the victory. So as you look at what is going on, God is still God, and we have the victory. However, as he told us at the beginning of the year, we must stay focused. We must listen carefully to the voice of God and to the Holy Spirit. People of God, focus. 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 So our morning scripture, written by Apostle John, we know him as one of the 12 disciples of Christ. John was called by Jesus to follow him. And when Jesus called him, read the scripture, he was obedient to the call. He recognized the voice of the shepherd. There was no debate. He did not question Jesus. He simply followed him. He did not make excuses about, I'm too busy right now, Jesus. Let me finish this job right over here, and then I will get with you, Jesus. He didn't say, just give me some time to go back home. I got some stuff I want to finish first, Jesus. See, read this scripture. They say he left the boat behind and his father, and he just followed Jesus immediately. Let the church say amen. Amen. I just want to share something with you briefly that I read this morning. It says to follow. The Greek word for to follow means to imitate. So if you're going to follow Jesus, you must imitate the Father. You must be like a child. You must do what he does if you're going to follow Jesus. So read your Bible. Jesus prayed. Jesus was obedient to the Father. Jesus did not doubt. Jesus kept his faith moving on. I just want you all to think about that. Are you a follower of Jesus? Do you imitate what God does? Do you speak over yourself the word that God has given us? He said, let there be light. And there was light. Do you speak over yourself? Hallelujah. I'm going off into another direction, God. Hallelujah. But our morning scripture, let's get back to that. Written by this apostle, John. He had been with Jesus three plus years. The Bible tells us that he was with Jesus until the end, and he was the only disciple at the foot of the cross when Jesus was crucified. That means that John was a graduate of the school of Jesus Christ, so that he's an authority, and he has the authority to write the word of empowerment to us. So as we read this book, this gospel, you never see John doubting Jesus. He just believed that Jesus was the Son of God, and he went on. He wanted others to believe that Jesus was the Son of God. So he put pen to paper for us to read this day. Hallelujah. He said that these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And that by believing, he wanted us to all get this thing, you all, by believing that you would have life in his name. Basically, he wanted us to recognize that we can be victorious because of Jesus, and victory did truly belong to Jesus. Amen. It would make the difference in our lives if we choose to believe and follow Jesus. As they were singing this morning, but God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever, that's us again, whosoever believes in him shall not perish. We won't perish, but we shall have everlasting life. John wanted us to know that Jesus came that we may live abundantly, but we must believe this word. Based on his credentials, because he had walked and he had talked with Jesus. Hallelujah. He wanted us to know that we truly did have the victory if we believe. Jesus trusted John. As he was at the foot of the cross, what did he say? Take care of my mama, John. That means that you've graduated to the point where I can trust you with my mama. And now you are ready to declare the good news. Amen. Therefore, our morning text written by this graduate, let's just get there, tells us who Jesus is. Who Jesus is. Who Jesus is. who Jesus is. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Because God is taking me somewhere else. As believers and readers of this Bible, we must be aware of what Jesus was trying to get across to the disciples as he talked about this sheepfold. See, chapter 10 discusses the sheep and the sheepfold. See, during that time, the Middle Eastern sheepfold was very simple. It was a stone wall about 10 feet high surrounding it, and it had an opening to the door. So the people during that time understood about the sheepfold and the sheep. So Jesus used this parable to begin to teach them. See, the shepherds in the village would drive their sheep into the fold at night and leave them there, and the porter would stand at the door, which would recognize, and the sheep would only move when they recognized the voice of the shepherd. The porter would sleep at the door. Nothing could enter or leave the fold without passing this porter. So in this chapter, Jesus is telling us, I am the door. If anyone enters through it, you will be saved. You will be protected. Basically, you will be victorious if you enter through me. So Jesus said to the sheep, if you recognize my voice when I call, my sheep will answer. So let's just pause for a minute, because Holy Spirit, I hear you, Lord Jesus. Do we recognize really the voice of our Lord and Savior when he calls? Do we follow the instructions of our Lord and Savior as he talks to us? Some people have shared with me, they have heard this conflicting voice. One voice say, yes, you can. And the other say, no, you can't. If you try that, you will fail, and people will laugh at you. One voice said, get out of bed and go on to church this morning. There's a word of empowerment for you. The other voice said, no, it's raining outside. You are tired anyway. You deserve the rest. After all, you worked so hard. And matter of fact, they won't even miss you if you're not in church. You know you can watch church on TV. Which voice do you really listen to? Really? Do you really trust and obey the voice of God when you hear it? Will you say yes, completely yes, to his will and to his way? In this verse 7, Jesus tells us that, yes, I am the door. He wants us to know, I am the way to salvation, that truly you will have the victory if you follow me. With all the struggles, help me, Holy Spirit, in this world, people of God, we need Jesus. In times like these, just look around you. We must recognize that the battle is not ours, that it is truly the Lord's. We simply need to trust and obey this word and choose to follow the voice of God. It is the prompting of the Holy Spirit in us. But you must recognize when that voice says, be still. Wait, hold up. You must recognize that voice and trust it and obey it. There is a song by one of the Winans that says this. Listen while you still can hear. I don't know whether you've heard it. listen while you still can hear. Basically, listen while you still have a chance. If you want victory in your life, you must stop and listen to the voice of God. Listen while you still have a chance, because really tomorrow is not promised to any of us. It does not matter your age, but while you still have a chance, listen to the voice of God and trust it and obey. Trust it and obey. Because we truly do have the victory over this enemy. We do. If you follow the voice of God, but we must trust and obey God. We must put our hope in Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. We must. I don't know why God isn't backing it up. People of God, there is so many distractions in this world. The enemy sends so many attractive things to get us off point. But God is saying to someone this morning, trust me. Listen to my voice. Follow that voice. Through that voice, you will get deliverance. Through that voice, I will provide for you. Through that voice, I will heal you. Through that voice that's speaking to you, I will comfort you. Through that voice you're hearing, I will restore you. Through that voice, I will build you back up and even tear down some stuff that you don't need in your life. But you must know how to listen. You must listen. You must listen and trust and obey me. People of God, we must wake up and put into practice this that King Solomon wrote so long ago. God is saying to us, God is saying to us, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and listen and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. I believe that's still relevant to us today. We must listen. If we want some things to change, we must pray. When we hear the voice of God, we must follow. If we want to change, if we want change to come about in our lives, in our families, Lord God, in our families, in our churches, in our communities, in our country, in our world, in our families, Lord God, we must pray for victory in the name of Jesus, because God has already made a way. Holy Spirit, help me now. Yes, victory comes through Jesus, and we must be in this right relationship. A couple of Sundays ago, we talked about this love relationship that we're in. It makes the difference, because the Bible says this, the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. The prayer of the righteous is powerful. The Message Bible says this, the prayer of a person living right with God is something powerful to reckon with. So, church, as we get in the will of God in his way, we must be prayer warriors, because we can change some things here on earth. This means that we can be effective because of the power that God has given us. If you desire to live a victorious life, we must follow this word of God. And I tell you all this almost every Sunday. If you want to be effective, people of God, if you abide in me, Jesus said, and my word abide in you, then you ask what you desire and it shall be done. People of God, we must abide. Do you want to change some things? You must abide. Holy Spirit, if you want to be the difference, you must abide. You must abide. You must abide. Lord God, help us all. If we're going to have the victory. See, somebody's going through something this morning, and God has said, I just need for you to abide in me. I need you to get the word in you and follow me. I don't know why I keep getting interrupted, Lord God, but God is speaking to someone this morning. You are going through. I am still God. I have not forsaken you. You have the victory. I just need for you to abide in me and my word abide in you. You have the victory. So in order for you to fight the thief, the enemy, Satan and his armies, we start by praying in the name of Jesus. And God, we're just going to speak over that situation. God, you have given us the power to pray, to speak to it, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. People of God, you have to learn to speak with power and authority and follow the will of God. Follow the wisdom of God when things are going, not going your way. So hallelujah, God, help us now. We need to commit, God. We need to commit to do God's will. He's saying to the church this morning, we have the victory. But we must keep on believing. We must keep on trusting in God. We must keep on fighting the good fight. We must keep on spreading the good news. We must believe that he who began a good work in us will bring it to completion. We must keep on pressing on towards the goal of the prize of the calling of God in Christ Jesus. Church, God is saying to us this morning, acknowledge that you have the victory and never doubt. Church, we do not have to live defeated lives. I've asked you that often, why do Christians live defeated lives? Why? And no matter how dry my throat gets, I'm not going to stop, Satan. Why do we live defeated life? God is saying you don't have to. God said he's done it all through Jesus. We simply have to accept it. Believe it and follow his voice to get to our victory. People of God, with all the challenges of this world, with all the issues of this world, with the insane mass shootings in our school, with domestic violence in our home, with shootings in our communities, with homelessness all around us, with the crazy racism that's going on, with injustice going on, with mass incarceration, with addiction going on, people of God, we must recognize that we cannot lean to our own understanding. When these things began to happen, we must lean to Jesus. We must follow his path. He will direct us. And because we're on the directed path of God, we have the victory. We have power to change some things here on earth. God has given us authority, you all, with the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Spirit, with we can do greater works. Study this word. Apply this word to your lives and live abundantly. Be an effective disciple for Christ. Be a witness for him. Let your light shine. Come on, people of God. Let your light shine that people will see you and recognize the God in you. We must get rid of anything that doesn't glorify God. Can you agree with me this morning? This is our day to get rid of anything going on in your life that doesn't glorify God. Hallelujah. See, this apostle, this graduate, wanted us to know about Jesus. He wanted us to know that, yeah, you have the victory because of what God has done through Jesus. We are more than conquerors through him, who strengthen us. Yes, we are. We have the victory. So, church, I want to leave some things with you this morning to consider. As we go out of here to break bread together, rejoicing and celebrating, celebrating that we have the victory over the enemy, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Keep this in mind as you listen to the voice of God. Move in obedience and follow the good shepherd. We have the victory as we commit to the scriptures to abide in Jesus and let his word abide in us. Then pray, and things change. I was reading this morning about Jesus never prayed a problem. He always prayed the solution. So we have to begin to get in a position where we are praying what we want God to do for us. God, I thank you, God, for your healing because you are the healer. God, I thank you for the deliverance because you are a deliverer. God, I thank you for making a way out of no way. Jesus didn't pray the problem. He prayed the solution. So make note of that this morning. Whatever you need, you start to pray to God and celebrate him. God, I thank you, and fill it in. God, I thank you. You fill it in. God, I thank you. You fill it in. Whatever you want God to do, you begin to celebrate God for your deliverance. You tell God what you want. Do not whine and cry about what's going on. You tell him what you want him to do. Speak that word over your life. Hallelujah, God. Help me, Holy Spirit. We have the victory as we maintain to be in this love relationship with God. If you're going to be in a relationship, if you love somebody, what do? You spend quality time with them. You start to pray and you meditate and you pray unto God and you follow his word. You're in this love relationship, so be a doer of the word. Speak the word in faith and don't you doubt. You speak to that mountain. Get out of my way. Move in the name of Jesus. We have to be proactive, you all. We have to fight with our weapon, and the word is out. Watch God change stuff. I heard that life and death is in the power of the tongue. So you choose to speak life to your situation. My children are healed. My children are whole. My children are not addicted. My children is everything that the Bible says they will be. And then I go on to say, keep this as we move out of here rejoicing and celebrating God. Remember, too, that praise is our weapon. Praise is our weapon against the enemy, Lord God. Help us, Lord. See, praise confuses the enemy. If you're going through, if you broke, you're sick, and you start to praise God, that confuses the enemy. We praise our way out, people of God. I want you to hold on to that. We have the victory because we're going to praise our way out. Because when the praises go up, the blessings come down. You got to believe this stuff. You got to believe the word. So people of God, abundant life. Apply these principles daily and stand firm on this word and commit always to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. God gave us the word right at the beginning of 2018 to stay focused. The world weighs behind us. No turning back. You want the victory? He says, spend time with me. Stop praying about the problem. Stop praying the answer to your problem. Jesus always spoke the end results. He never confessed the present circumstances. He knew what he needed to happen for his people. He was God anyway. He already knew. But he did it for us, you all. Learn to speak what you want to happen and walk in victory. The world behind us. The cross before us. We will not be defeated Christians in abundant life. You speak what you want. We will not be discouraged in abundant life. We will not be depressed in abundant life. We will not feel powerless in abundant life. We will not act on negative circumstances in abundant life. We're going to go out of saying, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. To God be the glory, because we have the victory. Because we recognize in abundant life, friends and family, that victory belongs to Jesus. You won't see us being weary and complaining, having pity parties. We are going to declare this day. What are we going to do? We have the victory. We're going to apply these principles today. Oh, yes, we are. We have the victory. See, we have great work to do for the Lord. And we cannot walk around with our head hanging low. Who will believe we serve a good God if we look like that? So we must hold our head up high and look to the hills where cometh our help, and declare that our help cometh from the Lord. And we are victorious people of God. It is the word of God for the people of God. Oh, yes, it is. I said I wouldn't keep you long. I hope that wasn't too long. But the real purpose of all this is to recognize who Jesus is. Stop trying to fight your battle on your own when God has already done it all for Jesus. You just have to recognize it and follow this word of God. Yeah, at the end, we're going to say victory belongs to Jesus. And we're going to sing in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. But more importantly, we want to begin to believe it in our hearts this day. No matter what the struggle is, God is still God. No matter what's going on, God is still able. And that's what he wants his people to know. As you go out into the world to be the difference, to make the difference, recognize who God is through Jesus Christ. Recognize and hold your head up and tell somebody about the goodness of your Lord and Savior. Tell somebody that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, no matter what it looks like. You may be going through, but the good news, you'll get through. And God said, I'll never leave you or forsake you as you go through. So don't be deceived by Satan's tricks. Don't be deceived by the glitter and what Satan sends your way that looks like fun. Don't be deceived by the enemy, because the Bible tells us what the thief comes to kill and destroy. He wants to destroy you. His job is to destroy you, destroy your faith, and make you doubt God. He's on his job, and he'll send people in your life to make you question. But we have to recognize this. Our victory is truly in Jesus. Please stand all over the sanctuary as the choir sings.